This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A court filing early on Tuesday shows a plea deal between WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange and the U.S. government, AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will plead guilty to a felony charge in a deal with the U.S. Justice Department that will resolve a long-running legal saga over the publication of a trove of classified documents. Assange is scheduled to appear in the U.S. federal court in the Mariana Islands, a U.S. commonwealth in the Western Pacific, to plead guilty to an Espionage Act charge. Prosecutors have agreed to a sentence of the 5 years Assange has already spent in a high-security British prison while fighting to avoid extradition to the U.S. to face charges. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday Israel remained committed to its proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage deal. He said, "We are committed to the Israeli proposal that President Biden welcomed. Our position has not changed. The second thing, which does not contradict the first, we will not end the war until we eliminate Hamas," Netanyahu said in a speech to Parliament. Israel's military issued a statement from a situational assessment by its chief of staff in the area of Rafah, where Israeli forces have been fighting Hamas's remaining battalions. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A senior official with the U.N. Health Agency says the reconnected U.S.-built pier off the coast of the Gaza Strip cannot supply Palestinians with anywhere near the level of aid they need. The head of the World Health Organization's Eastern Mediterranean region made the remarks on Monday, days after the U.S. military began delivering aid through the floating pier again after it was removed a second time because of rough seas. This